2 Samuel chapter 7. And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord Jehovah had given him rest all around from all his enemies, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, See now, I live in a house of cedar, but the ark of God lives within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in your heart, because the Lord Jehovah is with you. But it came to pass that night, that the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Shall you build me a house temple for me to live in? Since I have not lived in any house temple since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. In all the places in which I have walked with all the children of Israel have I spoken a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why do you not build me a house temple of cedar? Now therefore you say this to my servant David. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts armies says. I took you from sheep herding, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies out of your sight, and have made you a great name, like the name of the great men who are in the earth. Furthermore I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may live in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as in earlier times. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies. Also the Lord Jehovah tells you that he will make you a house. And when your days are fulfilled, and you shall sleep with your fathers, I will set up your offspring after you, who shall proceed out of your body and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house temple for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits sin, I will discipline him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you, your throne shall be established forever. So Nathan spoke according to all these words, and according to all this vision to David. Then King David went in, and sat before the Lord Jehovah, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God Jehovah? And what is my house, that you have brought me here? And this was yet a small thing in your sight, O Lord God Jehovah, but you have spoken also of your servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God Jehovah? And what can David say more to you? Because you, Lord God Jehovah, know your servant. For your word's sake, and according to your own heart, you have done all these great things, to make your servant know them. Therefore you are great, O Lord Jehovah God. Because there is no one like you, neither is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like your people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make for himself a name, and to do for you great and terrible things, because your land, before your people, which you have redeemed to yourself from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. Because you have confirmed to yourself your people Israel to be a people to you forever, and you, Lord Jehovah, have become their God. And now, O Lord Jehovah God, the word that you have spoken concerning your servant, and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as you have said. And let your name be magnified forever, saying, The Lord Jehovah of hosts armies, multitudes, is the God over Israel, and let the house of your servant David be established before you. Because you, O Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, God of Israel, have revealed to your servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore your servant has found in his heart to pray this prayer to you. And now, O Lord God Jehovah, you are that God, and your words are true, and you have promised this goodness to your servant. Therefore now let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever before you. Because you, O Lord God Jehovah, have spoken it. And with your blessing let the house of your servant be blessed forever.